One brother allegedly shot and killed another after a fight that started earlier at a New Year's Eve party elsewhere.
Looking for a suspect wanted for shooting three people, including a young girl in South Los Angeles.
Right now on Flint's north side, a child hit in a drive-by shooting.
Out of Colorado, a sheriff's deputy there has been killed and four other deputies have been wounded.
A 10-year-old boy is possibly the victim of this shooting. We are told that he possibly was shot in the head.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting his parents, his sister, and a family friend with an automatic rifle.
They heard about 5 to 10 gunshots.
Multiple bullet holes in a white Infiniti at the scene.
One man is dead after shots were fired in Lauderhill.
Shot in a party inside the apartment complex.
And again, there's no word on who shot him or why.
2018 is already off to a violent start in America. At least 50 people were killed in over 130 gun-related incidents in just the first 24 hours of this new year. That's according to the Gun Violence Archive. They're an organization tracking gun violence in the United States. Alex Yablon is back with me now. He's a reporter at The Trace. He joins me to talk about gun-related incidents so far this year. Alex, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Alex, 50 killed so far in a 24-hour period to start the year sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but it's pretty much on pace for the usual number of gun deaths over the course of a year, right?
Yeah, actually, those figures have been updated since we first put out that post. It's now there are reports it's up to 61 killed just on January 1st and 98 injured, which is still, you know, right in the middle of the pack for this day in the past, you know, 5 years or so. Three of the last 5 years have seen 61 people killed on January 1st.
So as violent as this sounds, and it is violent, maybe the story here is just how very normal 61 people within the first 2 days of the year really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, you know, it's winter, so it's we generally see lower levels of shootings when it's cold out. You know, people aren't out on the street as much. You know, the average for the whole year is typically something like 95 people per day, though that's counting a lot of suicides, which don't often make it into the news.
Well, Alex, you've been looking back on 2017 and looking for patterns in gun violence across the country. Any red flags that are raising concern as you look at where the shootings are happening and how?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of like struggling deindustrializing cities and then places in the South. You know, the pattern is we have a lot of public institutions that we're putting a lot of pressure on to solve this problem, but they have fewer and fewer resources, you know, either due to declining tax bases or decisions to deliberately cut public spending.
So those are some of the demographic and economic pressures. What about right to carry laws? The number of states spreading that have right to carry laws and expanding gun ownership.
Yeah, that's something we've been really keeping track of. It's becoming you know, pretty normalized among the hardcore gun rights movement to press for as few barriers as possible, sometimes no barriers to carrying a gun in public. You know, just this past month, the governor of Arkansas decided, you know, in contradiction of his own state's judges, that a pre-existing law legalized the right to open carry. You know, a defendant in a civil case had argued that that was the same, had made the same argument, and the judge has said that's nonsensical. But now the governor endorses that view. So that kind of really aggressive pro-carry position is becoming the default for a lot of pro-gun activists and pro-gun politicians.
61 gun deaths across America in just the first 2 days of 2018, which is actually right in the center of the curve for gun violence in this country. Alex Yablon with The Trace. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thanks for having me.